Moving on, Saudi Arabia has accused Iran of military intervention in Syria. Saudi Foreign Minister Saad al-Faisal said Iran has deployed troops to Syria and that the country is under occupation. Faisal was speaking at a joint news briefing with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Riyadh. Saudi Arabia has been the main supplier of weapons and funds to the insurgents fighting the Syrian government. The weapons, which include Israeli missiles, are purchased on the black market. Last week, French newspaper Le Figaro reported that Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief is the real mastermind behind the insurgency in Syria and leads the militants from a command center in neighboring Jordan. In his absence, Le Figaro says, a CIA officer leads the militancy. Ali Risk is our Beirut correspondent with us now live. Ali, we saw there Saad al-Faisal saying that this is a civil war, in his words, in Syria, and Iran is taking sides. And this is quite surprising when it comes from a country which is being blamed for backing up the insurgency and for being behind the entire militancy, including the extremists and the terrorists. What do you think?
Well, first of all, regarding Saudi Arabia's taking sides, that issue has been certified and verified by many different reports. Even American reports, as you mentioned, Le Figaro, have spoken about the Saudi role in supporting the armed opposition with weapons and with fighters and in different forms. On the other hand, up until now, nobody, not even foreign media, have spoken about Iran being involved and having any presence whatsoever in any form on the ground. Yes, Hezbollah has been involved in some border areas. Sayyid Hassan has said this, but he said also this is in response to deter the threat, extremist threat from coming into Lebanon, and also to defend some of the holy shrines which are in Syria. But if you want to speak about evidence-wise, I think that most evidence points out to Saudi Arabia and the way it has taken sides. But the main conclusion we can get from the press conference and from the remarks made by Saud al-Faisal is that Saudi Arabia views that it has a lot at stake in Bashar al-Assad's fate. It believes, when we read his comments, that if Bashar al-Assad falls, that would represent a victory for the Saudis. Now, the tactical difference which was spoken of between Faisal and Kerry was evident. For example, if you noticed Faisal focusing on the fact about necessarily intervening to stop humanitarian suffering, to stop this catastrophe, not standing and watching. On the other hand, if you notice Kerry making the analogy of the Balkans, showing how, you know, a political process similar to the one which ended the Balkan conflict could also reach a similar solution to the crisis in Syria. If you compare those two comments, that's where the tactical difference actually comes to light. And that is not a difference, I believe, which should be taken. These comments, I think, will have an adverse effect on the Geneva conference. Kerry's comments contradict some of the other comments which he has made previously alongside his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. And I think it was clear that Kerry was finding it very difficult to play this balancing game between reassuring his ally Saudi Arabia on the one hand and on the other hand justifying why he has went along with the Russians in a chemical weapons agreement and why he is opening why the Obama administration is pursuing the dialogue option with the Iranian side. But, you know, all in all, I think it does show how much Saudi Arabia views this issue of Assad falling of utmost importance. Very clearly, it views it from the angle of Iran. The fact that Faisal mentioned Iran as occupying Syria, I think, shows us that Saudi Arabia views the Syrian crisis through a rivalry with Iran. If Assad stays, it believes it's a geopolitical loss for Saudi Arabia, particularly after it perceives Maliki in Iraq as being an ally of Iran, and so it might go to extreme ends to make sure that Assad leaves. So this, I think, shows us the geopolitical rivalry or the enmity which Saudi Arabia is pursuing. And this might have an effect on what goes on in the ground, how much the Saudis will send more weapons, etc. And by the way, we noticed that Saud al-Faisal did dodge that question by a journalist about whether or not Saudi Arabia is increasing its weapons supplies to the armed opposition inside Syria.
Okay, thank you very much, Ali Risk, correspondent with us there live from Beirut.